This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning people to be on the lookout for health care scams as open enrollment season gets underway. Agency officials say scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their health care. The scammers then request personal information, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials warn residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. Clintonville police called in the big guns for a challenge that has police departments across the state in a friendly competition. Boasting they're the only department with a celebrity endorsement, police in Clintonville brought in hometown boy and former WBAY news anchor Bill Jartz for reinforcement. The departments are raising money for the Police Lights of Christmas campaign. The program helps provide gifts for families in need during the holiday season. So far, Clintonville is in the lead with $4,000, but the Pulaski Police Department is right on their heels at $3,900. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation wants to remind drivers to keep an eye out for deer this time of year. According to a press release, drivers are at a greater risk of crashing into a deer in October and November as hunting seasons get underway and the hours of daylight decrease. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer last year, about a third of which occurred in October and November. Several counties in our neck of the woods rank among the state's highest for deer crashes. Outagamie and Manitowoc counties topped the list last year. Wisconsin ended its fiscal year with money left over, according to a statement issued by Governor Tony Evers yesterday. Even the state's rainy day fund grew to a record $2 billion. Evers says the state's budget surplus grew to $4.6 billion in the general fund. The amount in the state's main checking account was $265 million more than previous estimates. Evers credited the surplus with what he called the hard work across the aisle, saying in part he looks forward to continuing to be good stewards of taxpayer dollars while making smart and strategic investments to protect the future. The USS Cobia is back home again in Manitowoc after being dry docked in Sturgeon Bay since early September. The World War II submarine had some major restoration and repair work done. It also got a good cleaning. The hull was sandblasted to remove 3 tons of mussels and other debris that had accumulated over nearly 30 years since the last dry docking. The sub also got a new coat of paint from bow to stern. The USS Cobia, built in 1943, has been a proud centerpiece of the Wisconsin Maritime Museum. Many say it's a lasting reminder of Manitowoc's role in World War II submarine production. Even though the Cobia is back at home and all spiffed up, it won't be open to the public until a later date. We will keep you posted when that's announced. Green Bay City leaders are looking to overhaul zoning codes to promote housing affordability. At Monday night's meeting, the city's plan commission discussed changing nearly 100 parts of its subdivision and zoning rules. It would be one of the most substantial revisions this century to Green Bay laws governing land use and development. The city's zoning administrator, John Leroy, says zoning regulations have been inconsistent with the city's affordable housing priorities. In both the current comprehensive plan from 2003 and the city's latest vision of itself for the next quarter century. So what would the changes look like for your neighborhood? In general, the effect would be allowing more homes that are less expensive to build, more kinds of homes, and more people living on the same amount of land. Leroy said that a more extensive rewrite of the zoning code will happen sometime after the city council adopts a new comprehensive plan, which it's expected to do October 21st. Governor Evers wants to move forward with his plan to revamp Wisconsin prisons, which includes closing the Green Bay Correctional Institution. A news release issued yesterday says the governor will ask the State Building Commission, which he also chairs, to release $15 million secured through the bipartisan 2025-27 state budget. The Green Bay Correctional Institution is a 127-year-old overcrowded prison that leaders and advocates have discussed closing for years. Governor Evers' plan emphasizes not only revamping existing prison facilities, but also investing in rehabilitation programs to help address the state's growing prison population. The plan includes turning Waupun Correctional Institution into a state-of-the-art, medium-security, vocational village. The aim is to offer inmate training and workforce readiness so people getting out of prison can become contributing members of society, reduce the risk of reoffending, and improve public safety, according to Evers' statement. The village of Ashwaubenon is considering making camping on public property illegal. Ashwaubenon's Public Works and Protection Committee unanimously recommended an ordinance last week that would let public safety officers remove people, their shelter, and belongings off all village property. That includes parking lots and the sides of highways. Whether camp removal was cruel and unusual punishment was hotly debated last year when the Supreme Court deemed anti-camping laws constitutional with a 6-3 vote. Village leaders say the ordinance would give public safety officers the chance to educate people about available resources rather than giving out citations. A Wisconsin family says a popular online game failed to protect their 5-year-old daughter. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming predators targeted their child through the gaming platform. The lawsuit says men pretending to be children convinced the girl to send explicit photos and videos. WBAY reports the family's attorney is calling Roblox a breeding ground for child predators. They're asking for damages, saying the girl has suffered serious emotional trauma. Roblox has faced similar lawsuits and investigations nationwide over child safety concerns. College could get cheaper in Wisconsin if Democrats at the Capitol pass their new effort. Lawmakers are rolling out new bills aimed at cutting tuition costs, partly by adding $10 million in block grants for both the UW and technical college systems. Today, state funding covers just 17% of the UW budget, down from 42% 4 decades ago. The new Tuition Promise program could expand to every UW school, including UW-Green Bay and NWTC. Lawmakers say it won't happen unless Republicans agree to sign on. The classic tan station wagon featured in That 70s Show pulled into its permanent parking spot in Green Bay over the weekend. The 1969 Aztec Gold Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser went on a national tour before finding its forever home at the Automobile Gallery in downtown Green Bay. The iconic car was unveiled there Saturday night to much fanfare. While the show never reveals the specific location of its fictional setting, Point Place, it does make clear that it is in Wisconsin. The Foreman family and others on the show also are often seen sporting their Packers pride, which makes Green Bay the perfect place to park the family cruiser. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers fall again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers lost again to the Dodgers, 3-1. They tried to rally in the ninth, but came up empty and struggled to see the ball while at bat due to some shadows at Dodger Stadium, according to the manager, Pat Murphy.
Man, we had a man on second, nobody out at the end, and our hottest hitter up, and he couldn't get him over. So those types of things happen. Your offense isn't going to click. We did some good things, but didn't get the big hit, had a bunch of strikeouts when it was very difficult to see.
With a win tonight in Game 4, the Dodgers would be the first team in 16 years to return to the World Series back-to-back. Manager Dave Roberts.
I think the thing about our guys is they're battle-tested, and they know that I've never lost faith in them.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the number one ranked team in the nation, kick off 2:30 tomorrow afternoon at Camp Randall Stadium. The Buckeyes are 26-point favorites. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.